If it's Friday morning, it must be Larry Weber joining us for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
You sound like a million bucks.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Welcome to September. We ended the awesome month of August. What a terrific month it was. Statistically, how many times do we get to say that a month was almost 3 degrees cooler than normal? Amazing. The warmest temperature for the whole month, 82 degrees, happened back on the 1st. And it was the only day that got above 80 the whole month. What an amazing month. And then, of course, we got so much precipitation. We got almost twice the amount of precipitation that we normally get in August now. Not everybody appreciates that, but I thought it was just wonderful. And, of course, there's been a lot of responses to that. September, maybe, we'll see if it's going to continue. A few years ago, we had a cool August, and it was followed by a September that was much warmer than normal. So we'll see what's going to have to happen. Typically in September, this is the cooling month. We start to cool off. And in 3 weeks, we have the autumnal equinox. So things are moving on. Right now, I hope you had a chance to get out last night after dark and see the moon. We are in the waxing gibbous phase of the moon, moving towards the full moon on September 6th. And, of course, that always is a beautiful thing to see. I like to get out. I think the best time to get out in the dark around full moon time is actually a little bit before, because full moon, when it does occur, will rise a bit later. So, but anyway, it was a beautiful, beautiful moon. We have sunrise now about 6:30. Sun is now setting before 8 o'clock as we move towards autumn. Things happening. The migration of birds going on. I've been talking the last couple of weeks about the warblers that slowly move through the trees, and it's a little bit hard to see those. But we have a few other things of note. I was out walking the day before yesterday, and a flock of Canada geese, a loud flock of Canada geese, went over heading to the south, about 30 in the flock, and they were certainly letting everyone know their presence. And then last night after dark, I heard them again. Other things of note, we have a woodpecker called a flicker, kind of a brownish woodpecker, and it is unusual in several ways. One of them is they migrate in small flocks, most likely family units, and then as they travel, they frequently go to the ground to feed on ants, and so we see them more than we normally would at this time of year. And I was biking day before yesterday, and sure enough, along the side, I saw the flickers. The flicker, as I said, mostly is a brown bird, but when it flies up, you can see a white patch on its rump. Other migrants, I've been seeing monarchs almost every day. This is monarch migration time, and seeing them that often is a good sign that they may have had a pretty good season. There certainly was lots and lots of milkweed in the region, so we'll see now how this goes as they migrate south. Yesterday, I was walking along the road here, and I saw what looked like a monarch, and I stopped and took a closer look, and it was not a monarch. It was the mimic called a viceroy that happened to be along the side, too. So other butterflies are out. We have a nice growth of phlox, Sweet William, by our house, and the other evening we had a visit at the Sweet William. In the daytime, we get visits from hummingbirds. But in the evening, we had a visit from a sphinx moth. So, good thing to keep an eye out on this time. They often show up as well. They are remarkable. They'll hover. They'll take their long tongue. They'll go into the flower to get nectar. And many species will do it and fly in the daytime. And then, of course, there are those that fly at night. And then I was in the yard yesterday, and this is a good time to see hornets and wasps. What goes on is that the families are pretty much raised, therefore the workers kind of scatter, and we might see them. Sometimes they'll come and they'll want to get something from us if it's sweet tasting. But I was in the yard yesterday, and I saw a wasp fly by that had an extremely long, what looked like a long tail. It's actually the ovipositor. It was about 2 inches long. This species of wasp cannot or will not sting. Instead, it takes that long ovipositor and sticks it down in the ground where it lays an egg on a larval beetle larva. So a pelicinid wasp, dark wasp, beautiful critter to see. I always see them this time of year. Also this time of year, this is probably the best time of year to get out and see spider webs. I was out on my walk this morning. We had patches of fog and dew. Yesterday morning on an early walk, we had a heavy dew, and in both cases, they really make the web show up, and you realize just how abundant they are. The best way to see them is to look towards the rising sun. I find between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning, looking towards the rising sun, we see just myriads of webs. They are incredible. That is such a good sign to see lots of those webs. Fall wildflowers continue to linger. This is goldenrod time. Wow, are they terrific. Sometimes I just drive down the road and I cannot keep my eye on the road. I have to stop and take a close look at these excellent goldenrods. Goldenrods are native flowers. And though they've been blamed for allergies, that allergy is almost always the result of ragweed and not goldenrod. They are spectacular. They bring in a lot of insects and spiders, and they're just a wonderful plant. Once again, it's such a good sign to see so many goldenrods. Asters and sunflowers are still doing very well out there. And from my biking and walking in the last few days, I noticed there's a lot of bergamot and jewelweed still in bloom. The thistles and fireweed have gone to seed, and they have the fluffy seeds that you might see along the roadsides. Speaking of seeds, many plants now going into berries, various berries and fruits. I see hawthorn, highbush cranberry, choke cherry, wild black cherry, arrowroot, elderberry, all of these, sumac, mountain ash, all of these right now are with ripe berries. But the one that I've been concentrating on most lately has been blackberries. I've been picking them every day. Blackberries are more common to the south. We do not have many in the immediate Duluth area, and so I get very little competition in picking them. Also, they have big thorns on them that are kind of like fish hooks, and they can really grab a hold of you. So if you go blackberry picking, it's best to be prepared. And yes, Lisa, I mentioned that things are responding to the rains. Fungi, mushrooms are just prolific right now. And then, yeah, keep a looking around. You will see leaf color. I saw red maple this morning, bright red leaves. Yesterday, I was biking down a trail, and I passed a sumac, a big patch of sumac, bright red leaves. It is moving on. We are in September. So welcome to the month, new month, and let's get out and enjoy this terrific weekend.
So, all right, Larry. Sounds like a plan. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.